Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I come boldly to that throne of grace where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need, to help in a time of panic, to help in a time of dysfunction, to help in a time of distraught, to help in a time of confusion, to help in a time of want, to help in a time of just not knowing where to go, where to turn. But Father God, we know we can always turn to you. Father God, your word said not to put our trust in man, but to put our trust in you, because the hands of man will fail us every time. Father God, I pray for those that don't know how to put their trust in you. I pray that you will teach them how to have faith in you. I pray that you will teach them how to believe in you and how to stand steadfast on your word, Father God, how to be unmovable and unshakable, Father God, even when things are not going their way, even when the storms are raging and the winds are pouncing and the water is coming and it feels like they are suffocating and they're drowning. Father God, allow them to know that you are their lifeline. Allow them to know that you are their way maker. You are their miracle worker. You are their provider. You are the provider of all things that we need. You said you would supply our every need. Our every need. You didn't say a little bit of need. You said not some of our need, but you said you would supply our every need. So we have to believe that by faith, that you're going to supply our every need, Father God, that we are not going to be in lack, Father God, because we put our trust in you. We're not going to be in lack, Father God, because we put our hope in you. We're not going to be in lack, Father God, because we put our faith in you. We're not going to be scared, Father God, because we put our faith in you. We're not going to be crashing out, Father God, stressing out, worrying, Father God, walking in fear, but instead we're going to walk in holy boldness. We're going to walk in faith. We're going to walk in love. We're going to walk in strength, knowing that Jesus has our back. As long as Jesus has our back, we can get through anything. Father God, you are the miracle worker. You sit on the throne. You are the true King of Kings. You are the only King of Kings. You're the only Lord of Lords. You are the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Life. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will look down upon every soul on today. Every soul, Father God, that's vexed. Every soul that's scared, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and rightfully so, Father God. But I pray for each and every person, Father God, who's still showing up for their job, although they're not getting paid. I pray for those, Father God, that don't know how they're going to feed. They can't even think about Thanksgiving, Father God. They're trying to figure out how they're going to feed their family for tonight, Father God. I pray that you will provide food for each and every person. I pray that you will allow the food banks to get donations after donation, Father God, to be able to feed the people in need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, for the Salvation Army. I pray for the Sunday Breakfast Mission, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every church, Father God, that's able to give out to the community, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I know every church is not able to do it because there are some struggling churches out here, but those who are able, I pray for them, Father God, I pray blessings upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every nonprofit organization, Father God, that's helping out, Father God. Lord God, each and every person that's doing their part to be able to make the lives of their fellow citizens, Father God, their fellow friends, Father God, lives a little easier, Father God. One person can't do everything, but we each can do something. And maybe we don't have food to donate, but we have a prayer that we can send up on their behalves. We have prayers that we can send up for those in Jamaica. We have prayers that we can send up for those right here in the United States of America, Father God. So Lord God, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you will show yourself, Jesus, that you will show yourself to the unbelievers, that you will show yourself to the believers that are they have one foot in and one foot out, Father God. And I pray for, Father God, that you will show yourself to us all, Father God, because we all need to draw closer to you. No matter whether we're saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, Father God, we still need to draw closer to you, Father God. We still need more of Jesus, Father God. We still need, Father God, to let some stuff go, Father God, and to just draw closer to you and just to be more like you and to do things the way you would do it and say things the way you would say it and not have attitudes and have unforgiveness and different things. So Lord God, I just pray, Father God, for this world. I pray for this land. I pray for this earth, Father God. I just pray for everyone, Father God, that is holding on by a thread. Help them to turn that thread to the hem of Jesus' garment and allow us to hold on to Jesus' garment, because there's strength in Jesus' garment. There's favor in Jesus' garment. There's love in Jesus' garment. There's blessings in Jesus' garment. There's miracles in Jesus' garment. There's supply of all of our needs in Jesus' garment. So whatever we need is in Jesus' garment. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you and God bless you. Whatever you're going through on today, know that God knows all about it. You're not going through by yourself. You're not alone. God is right there by your side. Sometimes we feel like we're alone. Sometimes we feel like we're the only ones that's going through and no one understands what we are dealing with and what we're fighting through. But trust and believe, you're not alone. There's someone else out there that's going through the same exact situation you're going through, or even worse. And just because somebody's going through something worse doesn't mean that what you're going through is not important. God cares about each of us. He cares about what we each are going through, what we each are dealing with. So I just want to just hold on. It's not always easy. I know that we're living in uncertain times and people are afraid and people are stressing out and crashing out. But I want you to put your faith in the Almighty God. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. He's the one that can make a difference. He's the one that can change it for you. He's the one that can make all things work together for your good. So put your hope, your trust, put your faith, put everything you have. Same way you put everything you have in your job or in your children or in your spouse. Put it in Jesus Christ, because he will not fail you. You can find Shawnee's Prayer wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at. And you can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. God bless you and God bless you.